From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, told U.S. President-elect Donald Trump that the intelligence community did not create a document purporting to contain scandalous information about Mr. Trump obtained by the Russians. Clapper says he told the president-elect the intelligence community has not made any judgment that that information is reliable. He said he does not believe it was leaked to the media by intelligence sources. An investigator at the U.S. Justice Department says he is launching a probe of the agency's handling of the investigation of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. National security expert and law professor Jamil Jaffer on the DOJ, the Department of Justice, probe.
DOJ's Inspector General announced today that in response to congressional inquiries and other inquiries, that he's going to initiate an investigation of the way in which the FBI handled the Clinton investigation. And it sounds like they're going to include in that the decisions to send those letters to Congress and describe the status of the investigation.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz said he would look at how Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey conducted his year-long probe of Mrs. Clinton. U.S. officials say a joint military operation in northern Afghanistan in early November regretfully killed 33 Afghan civilians and wounded 27 more. The deadly attack in Kunduz province flattened dozens of houses, and according to U.S. and Afghan officials, the joint operation was conducted to capture Taliban leaders. This is VOA News. An international conference on the reunification of Cyprus has opened. We get that story now from Lisa Schlein.
The conference was opened by newly appointed UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Flanked by the leaders of the Greek and Turkish Cypriot communities, Guterres told reporters in Geneva that he was encouraged by the progress being made toward a settlement. Guterres, however, lowered expectations of a quick fix, saying hard work, not miracles, will get the job done. He said participants would work for however long it took to come up with a concrete solution acceptable to the two sides. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The man tapped to lead the Pentagon and the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Thursday advocated a tough approach toward Russia. They spoke at their congressional confirmation hearings. CIA nominee Mike Pompeo said Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election was an aggressive action taken by the senior Russian leadership.
It is going to require an incredibly robust American response, a response that is a security-related response, that is, we have to get better at defending against these, and then a response that holds actors accountable who commit these kind of actions against the United States of America.
Defense Department nominee General James Mattis told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the post-war balance of power is being threatened more than ever by Russia. He strongly supported NATO.
My view is that nations with allies thrive and nations without allies don't. And so I would see us maintaining the strongest possible relationship with NATO.
Also, the Senate passed a waiver that would allow Mattis to run the Pentagon despite his recent active service. And neurosurgeon Ben Carson testified before the Senate Banking Committee concerning his appointment to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. President Obama Thursday surprised Vice President Joe Biden with the highest distinction a president can bestow on a civilian.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to award the Presidential Medal of Freedom with distinction to my brother, Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr.
In a White House ceremony that was said to say a goodbye ceremony, Mr. Obama announced the award to the visible surprise of the vice president. U.S. has accused China of illegally dumping aluminum on the world market at artificially low prices in order to boost its aluminum industry at the expense of U.S. companies. Obama administration alleged that China is providing cheap loans and illegal subsidies for low-price raw materials to its aluminum manufacturers.
That's the latest world news from VOA.